something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. Do you have your Bible? Take it again and let's sing that song. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. He shall travel. Anybody here who's ashamed to carry the Bible? Are you ashamed to be seen with the Bible? Has it ever happened to you? Sometime in your life you were ashamed to carry the Bible, even though you were born again. You didn't want to be seen with the Bible. If it happened to you, can I see your hand up? You didn't want your friends to see you with the Bible. Come on, let's hear you. Let me see your hand up if it's true, if it happened to you. Praise God. Has it changed? So can you boldly carry a big Bible now? I don't want a small one. Anybody can hide a small one in the pocket. You can keep it in your pocket. But it means something else when you carry. You know when you carry this to work, they're going to call you a pastor. They say, Pastor, good morning. How many of you at work or in your neighborhood have they called pastor? Really? Congratulations. Hallelujah. Because it's in the Bible. He says, men shall call you the ministers of our God. Hallelujah. May they continue to call you pastor. It's a great blessing. Ho, ho, ho. Are you ready today? There is no night there. There is no night there. Hallelujah. There's no night there. See how you're quiet. You've never heard that song. For Jesus is the light in the heavenly city bright. Hallelujah. There's no night there. Some of us old Christians, we know ourselves when we sing the songs. The rest of you are children of Don Moen and Co. Hosanna, praise. There is no night there. There is no night there. Hallelujah. There's no night there. For Jesus is the light in the heaven. heavenly city bright. Hallelujah, there's no night there. There is no night there. There is no night there. Hallelujah, there's no night there. For Jesus is the light in the heavenly city bright. Hallelujah, there's no night there. There is no night there. Hallelujah, there's no night there. For Jesus is the light in the heavenly city bright. Hallelujah, there's no night there. You know, when we sang that song years ago, we were thinking about heaven. We were very heavenly minded. And it's important. For the Bible says, he that had this hope in him purified himself even as he is pure. You've got to think about heaven. Your mind has to be there. Otherwise, everything you're doing in the world is worthless. You've got to think about heaven. Hallelujah. But you know, to truly think about heaven and to be of heavenly use and earthly blessing, you understand that? So you can be a blessing to the world. You have to think gospel-wise to really think heaven wise and heaven conscious. Be heaven conscious. You know, we are now in that city. We belong in that city. It's called Zion, the city of the great king. And we are citizens already. We're not going to be. And that heavenly city bright, that means the bright heavenly city, is our city. We belong in it. Can you say amen? The night refers to the darkness. We are children of the day. That's what the Bible says. And when you're born of God, you are born into the everlasting day. No more night in your life. Can you shout amen? The Bible says the path of the just, the righteous, is as the shining light that shines brighter and brighter onto the perfect day. Hallelujah. No more nights. The darkness is gone. The light has come. I'd like us to begin tonight in the book of Exodus, the 28th chapter. Exodus chapter number 28. And I'll read to you from verse 1. God is speaking to Moses. And he gives him instructions on what he should do. He says, "And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu," these are his sons, "Eleazar and Ithamar," Aaron's sons. "And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, for glory and for beauty." I told you something about God yesterday. He is so excellent. He had to give a description for what the priest should wear to minister to him. He said, "Make garments for Aaron. And they should be for glory and beauty. Special garments." He doesn't want Aaron appearing before him like an ordinary man. He says, beauty. Glory and beauty. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Did I write? Did you see my name there? It was written before I happened on the scene. Look at it. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron. What do you mean by holy garments? He doesn't mean white garments. Woo-hoo. Holy garments here means consecrated garments, meaning separated clothing. In other words, only Aaron will wear this thing. It's not for other people. So it's not going to be common. Designers, you get it? And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, for glory and for beauty. Praise the Lord. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. Those who were going to, in fact, the designers had to be filled with the Spirit. Did you see that? How excellent God is. I told you, stop dressing anyhow. Did you hear what I said? Stop dressing anyhow. You say it's the Spirit that matters. Yes, it is the Spirit, but the Spirit is clothed. Dress neatly. Dress well. Tell somebody, dress well. Get a nice perfume. Now, don't use the perfume after you've sweated. If you mix your perfume with your sweat, boy, you are finished. The smell will be concentrated. Say, ah, this shit, maybe it's still... You just spray it. Pum, 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 pum. No, you are wrong. That means don't wear it. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Sweden, the nearest VAG 621-19147, behind Sollentuna, Hantverkhus. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimonies with us, please call 0046-7373-0570 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@loveworld360.com.
Two things I want you to observe here. The first one is, God said, take unto you Aaron and his sons and consecrate them for the priest's office. So Aaron was the high priest. and his sons, the priests. And you know, it's a type of Christ, our high priest, and the rest of us as priests in the house of God. Secondly, I wanted you to notice that God was also, he also cared about how Aaron dressed. He didn't want him to just dress commonly or to be dirty. Or to look funny. Of course, that doesn't mean that you come to church looking like a, you know, coming with a costume, looking like a shrine, a moving shrine. That's not what I mean. But at least you understand what I mean, because I think many of us here are dressing neatly and nicely. All the pastors tonight are dressing neatly. And remember, I'm just looking at you. As I'm talking, I'm looking. If I find one that is not, you'll be sorry for sitting at the front. Hallelujah. So, dressing neatly is not expensive. I didn't say dress with expensive things. I didn't say that. You don't have to be expensive to dress well. Do you understand? It doesn't have to be expensive to be good. And that's a fact. Hallelujah. Okay, so you're here now. Huh? In Revelation chapter 1, when we read from verse 5 into verse 6, he said something striking. From the latter part of verse 5, it says, and said to the one who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And then went on into verse 6 to say, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. Jesus Christ, who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He washed us from our sins in his own blood. I want us to go into the book of Hebrews now. We will read from the 9th chapter, book of Hebrews, chapter number 9. Are you there? From verse 1. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service on a worldly sanctuary. When it says worldly sanctuary, it means earthly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the shewbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer. Now listen, he's describing for us the old tabernacle. He's describing for us the holy place and the most holy place. In the holy place, he tells us what they had in there. He says the candlestick that you find in verse 2. And then he says, and the table and the shewbread, which is called the sanctuary. That they call the sanctuary. And then it says here, some versions will say holy place. Verse 3. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all. That's the holiest of all, or the most holy place, or the holy of holies. It says, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant, overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, or the tablets of the covenant. And over it the cherubims of glory, overshadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak in detail. Now, when these things were thus ordained, the priests, say that with me, the priests. One more time. The priests. The priests. The priests. All right. He says, now when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. The priest went into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second tabernacle, went the high priest alone once every year. Not without blood. He never went in without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. Now notice, in the holy place, the first tabernacle, the priest ministered. The priest ministered in the first tabernacle. The high priest wasn't ministering in the first tabernacle. He ministered in the second tabernacle. And he went in alone. And he only did that once a year. And he never went in without blood. Watch this. Verse 7, but into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people, the sins of the people. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ, being come, an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once. Hallelujah. The high priest of the Old Testament went into the holiest of all once every year. Once every year. But Jesus, he says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Let me show you something here. Go to chapter 8, book of Hebrews, chapter number 8. I want you to notice something. Talking about Jesus, he says he calls him a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle. Verse 2. Are you seeing it? A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. In other words, God built it. And every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that these men have somewhat also to offer. Listen, I want you to mark that verse. He says, every high priest is ordained to offer sacrifices, gifts and sacrifices. And that therefore, it is of necessity that this man also, Jesus, had something to offer. Now, the Bible says he had made us kings and priests unto God. So, every priest must have something to offer. Because the priests are ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. So you must have something to offer. We'll come to that. All right, now, verse 4. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. He says, if Jesus were on earth, he should not be a priest. Why? Because there are priests that offer according to the law. What did the law say? That all those priests must be Levites. And Jesus was not a Levite. Are you still there? All right. Verse 5. Talking about the priests who serve unto the example. This is what I want you to notice. Who serve the priests? From verse 4 into 5, okay? 4 again. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. Hey, what's he telling us? That what those priests were doing was a shadow of the real. In other words, there was a true heavenly sanctuary. And that the ministration that they were carrying out only typified what was actually there in heaven. So there was an of the covenant. There was a table for the showbread. There were candlesticks in heaven. That's what it's telling us. There was a mercy seat in heaven. That's what it's telling us. There were true cherubims of glory. That's what it's telling us. Now, on earth, there were cherubims that were made. But in heaven, there were true cherubims of glory. Both of them overshadowing the mercy seat. On earth, the priest offered blood once every year. The high priest offered blood once every year and brought it to that mercy seat.
We trust you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Sweden, Linnaeusväg 61-19147, behind Sollentuna, Hantverkhus. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimonies with us, please call 0046-7373-0570 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@loveworld360.com.